3-2-1. It's time for this week's edition of the Auburn Bulldog Coach Show with head coach Kellen Conroy. The Bulldogs last week had an idle week or a week off with the week zero games. A lot of teams have that 1 week off somewhere during the point of the season. Last week was Auburn's turn. Coach, that week off probably gave you a chance to take a look back at the first three games and look at how things were going. Did it lead to any changes for your Bulldogs through the last week or just a lot of prep work?
Last week I really talked to the kids about, we really have to work on Auburn. That's what a bye week's for, and I like having the bye week where we have it right in the middle of the season. So you're three games under, you know what you're good at, you know what to keep working at, and then also you know what you need a little work on. So, we really worked on focusing on Auburn, fixing on little things, making sure we were sound fundamentally sound technique-wise, and then, of course, planning for Fall City for our game tomorrow night.
I was thinking of Auburn traditionally. And I guess this really isn't right, but I always think of Auburn with great running backs, and you've got one this year. But I look at the running stats, they're not so big. And then, of course, there was a few years there where Auburn was throwing the ball all over the place. Looks like all of a sudden now a lot of passing yards for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we do. And, we figured we went into game planning for this season. We knew the rushing the ball and with our running backs and with the yards we had rushing last year and the success we had rushing last year, that was going to be a big key for defensive scouting against us. When I look at a team, I look at offensive weapons, I look at what they do well, and we got to try to stop it. Last year we ran the ball pretty effectively, and we didn't throw as much. So this year we thought we needed to bring in our passing game to kind of open up our ground game a little bit. So we get a defense loosened up, then we can start hitting the run here and there. So
it's really nice to have a young quarterback like you do that looks like he's really doing well and to kind of know, gosh, he's going to be around a couple more years.
Yeah, I know. And Caleb's doing a good job. Both our quarterbacks, Robert Georges and Caleb Nelson, they're doing great jobs. Tyler Collin even comes in and plays quarterback. He gets his reps at quarterback when he plays JV. He comes in and gets JV reps there. So I'm pleased with all of our quarterbacks, all that we have. Nathan Moran, he's a freshman quarterback for us. He does a great job. It's really great to have those older kids there so they can help out the younger kids, especially Robert and, Tyler working with those quarterbacks. And, some of them are receivers. Too. We haven't played in two positions, so those guys are splitting double time and worrying about two positions and everything, so they're doing a great job. But Caleb's throwing the ball well. He's really good. He's really progressed for being a sophomore, and his confidence is starting to build each game too. So I'm really proud of all of our quarterbacks that we have.
We'll be back and talk specifically about tonight's game between Auburn and Falls City after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Okay, 3-2-1. Welcome back to our Auburn Bulldog Coaches Show, and if you Auburn fans have probably noticed that we are a day off on our schedule. Coach Conroy, that teaching job sometimes just gets in the way of this coaching football, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it does. No, but like I said, I did an assessment meeting yesterday, making sure my fifth graders are ready to go with state assessments that they need to take in the spring.
Can't believe they make you guys teach during football season. Just unrealistic expectations by the school board sometimes.
Yep, that's it, yeah.
This game tonight, Falls City and Auburn, is a game we look forward to every year, and we have matchups over the years where both teams have been really good. We've had matchups over the years. But we didn't expect these two teams to be 0-3 going into this ball game tonight, Coach. It's going to be an annual battle, but both teams looking for some measure of respect in that first win here tonight.
Yeah, both teams, like you said, Falls City and us, of course, we are looking for that first win. But, like you also said, Auburn-Falls City is always a good game. It's always a good rivalry between the two schools, between the football teams. It's a good, healthy rivalry. I mean, it's not like anything nasty that you'd see and maybe in different places, but it's a good game, and Auburn and Falls City, they always play each other tough, like you said, no matter what the record is, no matter what's at stake. It's always a tough game, and it's always a good game.
What's your concerns with the Tigers looking at them tonight?
Looking at the Tigers, they do a lot of things well. They've changed their offense a little bit from last year, a little bit more from that wing tee to maybe some double tight stuff. They still have the they're double-tight Maryland die. They have a double-tight wing. They're going in the shotgun a little bit, making sure they run the trap very well. And, you know, defensively, that's been one of my concerns this year is making sure we can plug up the middle there. So, you know, they run the trap very well. Their kids are very quick at that block. The running backs are very quick on their action with the trap. So, you know, making sure we're stopping the trap and stopping the run game, and also making sure we're not, our defensive backs aren't getting lulled to sleep by a running game, because when that happens, then they'll just pop one over the top on you with their tight ends or with their trip sets.
And as far as your team, you're coming in here and throwing the football, and it looks like at least early on in the season that was some stuff Falsey was having some trouble with.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna stick to our game plan. I think myself and Coach Grant and the other coaches, we've come up with a game plan that, you know, we kind of want to address and get out to our kids, and we've been working on it for 2 weeks. You know, of course, taking care of us that week, bye week, and then a little sprinkling in a little Fall City stuff, and then this week we've really been working hard on our game plan, and offensively and defensively, this is what we want to accomplish, this is our technique, this is what we want to do. So we've been really working hard on that for the past 2 weeks.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us this morning. We'll talk to you tonight in the pregame show.
All right, thank you.
That is our Auburn Coaches Show for this week. The Auburn Coaches Show is brought to you by the Bank of Peru, by Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, by Carson National Bank in Auburn, and by Stud Height Implement.